Hi, I'm Tom London, and here's one of the highlights from my show.
Well, let's say good morning to Harry Plumstead now, investment strategist and economist at the firm Avior Capital Markets. Good morning to you, Harry.
A very good day to you, Tom.
How's it? Have you had a good week?
It's been good so far, thanks. I was actually just listening to your show earlier when you introduced me, and I thought, am I dreaming?
That must have been an interesting introduction. Well, it's good to have you on now. The other way around this morning, but good to have you anyway. What did the markets do this week?
Great. Well, locally this week revolved around one or two key events, for me at least. The South African inflation numbers we got on Wednesday were important and actually better than the broader market, or I expected. Most I anticipated, a number in the region of 6.3 to 6.4% for March, but it came in lower at 6.1%, so quite a bit better. And core inflation, if you strip out food and energy, came in even lower at 4.9%. So what that means for the markets is that inflation expectations moderated or somewhat fell this week, which along with other factors to a fall in bond yields or interest rates on South African government debt, and that influenced equity market quite heavily. So the banks that are very interest rate sensitive rose 1.3% or have risen 1.3% so far this week. Consumer services are up 0.8%. And just coming back to the banks, it was a good week all round. All the banks were up, notably Standard Bank up 1.5%, First Rand up 2.1%, and RMB up 2.3%. With the strengthening of the rand and slightly lower resource prices, resource stocks are down 1.1%. And in that index, the gold miners took some punishment, down 5.6%, and the platinum miners fell roughly 1.8% over the week so far. The single stocks and the resources were mixed, but the big losers were Harmony Gold, down 7.9%, and Sibanye Gold, which fell 10.4%.
Harry, tell me, this North Korean detention with North Korea, does that influence markets?
It does, and actually quite heavily over the last 2 weeks. So we've seen a broad introduction of geopolitical risk. So we've seen gold move higher. We've seen the yen strengthen against other currencies. And, of course, the yen is the currency globally that is a fear gauge, especially if you're looking at geopolitical risk. So we have seen an elevation of that risk over the last 2 weeks, and the rand has still managed to do fairly well. We still like the rand sensitive stocks, and bearing in mind that we expect the rand to approach 30 to the dollar fairly soon, we also like South African bonds because of that.
What about the British vote in Parliament recently and the early election? Does that have any bearing on the markets?
It does, and especially to SA companies with exposure over there. But so far, the reaction on our market's quite limited. The pound did fairly well and strengthened off that announcement. A show of resolve by Theresa May, and possibly will benefit the negotiation process. But overall, outside, the effects are fairly limited.
What are you looking for in the week ahead?
We get some very important data locally and actually from abroad. So South African PPI inflation prints on Wednesday, and if that's low, we could see more of this interest rate sensitive leadership in equity market, or in other words, if you bought the banks, you'd continue to do fairly well. The South African leading indicator is out on Tuesday, and that tries to indicate how the economy is going to perform in the near future. And this index, as I've alluded to in prior weeks, has been showing relatively positive signs so far this year, and we expect that to continue, but at a more muted or lower rate. And we also get SA trade balance for March on Friday, and this was impressively high in February. And then over in the US, a very important week. Most especially, we get the Q1 or quarter one US GDP growth that comes out on Friday, and it looks like it's going to be a very slow quarter for the US. The expectation is for 1.2% growth at quarter one, down from 2.1% in quarter four last year. And this is actually quite positive for South Africa, as long as it doesn't completely crash, because that means real interest rates will go up slower in the US because their economy is weaker, and that means less pressure on the rand. So we could see some more strength in the near term.
Let's hope for it, and we wish you a good week ahead. Have a fantastic weekend, Harry. Always a pleasure chatting with you on a Friday morning.
Great. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Go well now. That's Harry Plumstead, investment strategist and economist at the firm Avior Capital Markets, for your market wrap and your look ahead at the new week on the markets.
Tune in to the Tom London Show every weekday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. on 1485 medium wave on your car or home radio dial, channel 869 on DSTV, or stream us live on 1485.org.za.